The one-year anniversary of the coronavirus pandemic is being marked in Springfield, Massachusetts. In the warmth of spring sunshine, dozens of frontline healthcare workers stood in front of Mercy Medical Center to hear colleagues reflect on the last 12 months, to be thanked and congratulated for their dedication, and get a morale boost from prayer and song.
You're doing a good job, don't get too down. The world needs you now, know that you matter.
Raw emotions poured out.
I didn't fear death. But with my wife doing the same type of medicine, I feared my children being alone.
The hospital's head of emergency medicine, Dr. Mark Canton, said he became anxious and depressed at the onset of the pandemic, but hid his feelings in order to show leadership.
I feel for my coworkers who would get sick, who would not get sick. And for the first time in my career, I felt scared.
Kathleen Bowers, a registered nurse, recounted how she held the hands of people as they died from COVID-19 because their family members were not allowed inside the hospital. She said it was unlike anything she'd experienced in 35 years of nursing.
And together we've weathered a storm. It's been a pretty significant storm for all of us. I remember coming in the very beginning and just feeling helpless and hopeless and not knowing where we were going from here, what we were going to do next. And I'm amazed at how far we've all come.
925 people have been treated for COVID-19 at Mercy. 105 patients died. Mercy is operating a public coronavirus vaccine clinic now and has dispensed more than 10,000 doses. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno declared a local state of emergency on March 13th, 2020.
These are extraordinary times, and that makes for decisive actions that have to be taken.
Among the actions taken were the closings of municipal buildings to the public. City employees were put on staggered shifts and told to work from home if possible. The plan was to close public schools for 2 weeks. 2 days later, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker directed schools statewide to close, banned indoor dining at restaurants, and ordered limits on how many people could gather together indoors and out. It was the beginning of a lockdown that would upend day-to-day life as everyone knew it. Sarno, now in his 12th year as mayor, had managed the state's third largest city through numerous natural and man-made disasters. There was the tornado that tore through a third of the city, a natural gas explosion that destroyed or damaged scores of downtown buildings, an October snowstorm that took down much of the electrical infrastructure. But a pandemic was something completely different.
In essence, we were flying the plane as we were building it.
Asked this week about the city's initial response to the pandemic, Sarno recalled meetings with his key department heads at all hours of the day and night to develop a game plan for trying to keep the coronavirus at bay.
This has been like shadow boxing. This has been ever-evolving enemy that we've had to deal with.
Springfield had a face mask mandate weeks before one was ordered statewide. Sarno's been making weekly public reports on the city's response to the pandemic live from City Hall every Monday on Focus Springfield Community Television and the city's Facebook page.
In these types of situations, as we've done before, you got to tell people three things: what happened, what we're going to do about it, and probably just as important, we're going to get hope. We're going to get through this together.
Delivering COVID-19 vaccinations to Springfield residents has now become a top priority.
You punch this COVID-19 right in the face, because once you do that and you have the consumer confidence, the business confidence, the public confidence, everything will flow from there.
During the shutdown of the economy, Springfield's unemployment rate soared. It hit 17.1% last June. It has since come down to 8%. When the local state of emergency was declared on March 13, 2020, there had not been a confirmed case of COVID-19 in Springfield. As of the beginning of this week, there have been 18,147 total cases in Springfield, with 224 deaths. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.